Friday, October 1st. President had me over at 10 this morning for a two-hour session at his house. He had a long talk with Kissinger on the phone on a number of subjects. He told Henry to get on top of the Japanese textile situation, said that he can't use the Trading with the Enemy Act, that it's too rough in his opinion, and politically it's out of the question, and that Henry should get on top of it, make sure we get it worked out. He also got into the China visit again, discussing the problem of notifying Rogers, and made the point that it would be just as bad or worse to go to, for Henry to go to China after the UN vote, with Taiwan thrown out. And since it's set now, we should just leave it this way. He feels there's too much at stake both ways and too little time to change the thing now, that we have to announce Henry's trip before the Russian visit announcement, and we can't change the Chinese thing after the Gromyko meeting. This Henry felt strongly on, too. Henry's pushing for me to call Rogers right away because he says he has to get his consultation started. The president said to tell Henry not to do any consultation and notice to others until Monday night or Tuesday morning, that it should be very low-key in any event, and that I should not let Rogers know until Sunday. So that's the way we're leaving it. We had some discussion of Phase 2 announcement plans. The president's still holding to the possibility of Thursday night television, but there's a real problem of getting a talk developed in time, and if we can't make it by then, we might shoot for a Sunday night talk. Also, he thinks maybe he could do it at noon and announce further in advance when he's going to do it to get more build-up. And he's thinking he could do it live, maybe Friday noon. That he doesn't really feel it's right for prime time. And he could go for a longer talk and a little more technical basis if he went at noon. He'd feel better with it. I got a report late tonight from Peterson on the textile thing, saying that the Japanese look serious, and also on the yen question, that we may not have to impose 204 at all, and but we'll have to get industry to accept a little bit higher terms than they have in mind. He said he would have something on this by Tuesday night for the president, both on the foreign policy side and the economic side. President pretty much laid low for the afternoon and evening, end of October 1st.